Hi, everyone. It's time for Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanas. This is episode 173, season 7. Today's date is October 30th, 2022. And this is my Halloween episode. So, I don't do a very good ghost. I sound like a scared ghost. Anyway, so on this special episode, I will talk about Amling's Haunted House that was located in Melrose Park, Illinois. I'll give you a brief history of that. Also, I will talk about Marty McNeely. He was an anchorman on WGN-TV Channel 9. He did the news. He also hosted Nightbeat. I will not talk about Nightbeat. I will save Nightbeat for another episode. I will talk about his involvement with Creature Features. And I will talk about his biography as well. And also I will discuss my favorite movies on Creature Features, where I watched on Saturday nights on WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago. And I believe I did something like that last year, so I'm going to do it again for this special occasion. Right now, the program is going to commercial break. This program is brought to you by Woolworth and Woolco, and it's a Halloween commercial, and it consists of Halloween costumes, candy, and maybe decorations. You know, I don't remember listening to the commercial, but just take my word for it. Perfect time for this year, for this commercial to air. Okay, so sit back and enjoy. It's from the 1970s, and I will return. Thank you, everyone.
Make Halloween fun with one-stop shopping at Woolworth or Woolco for your Halloween needs. Costumes from $1.83 to $3.99, like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, Superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and a new favorite for girls, Holly Hobby. You can get wrapped candies of every kind, bubblegum, lollipops, fun-size candy bars. Get this Halloween record, sounds to make you shiver, just $1.89. Make Halloween fun and easy. Make just one stop at Woolworth or Woolco.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Woolworth and Woolco Halloween commercial. They advertised candy and costumes. Also, that record album that was mentioned. I remember the album cover of that. Ugh, I hated it. Just when I was a kid. Still gives me chills like that. Halloween's not my favorite holiday. Christmas is. I love Christmas. And I can't wait to do podcast episodes discussing that. I was always scared of Halloween when I was a kid. I will get into that in a moment. But first, I'm going to talk about a couple things personal that's going on in my life. One, I had a bone scan done at the hospital this past Monday. They sent me the results, but I don't want to say anything because I'm not exactly sure. I don't think it's life-threatening, but I want to wait for what the doctors say when I go see them. Also, I'm going to have a pelvic CT scan done Tuesday. Once I do that, then I'll probably get the results, and then I will see the doctor. If I don't hear from him between then November 1st until December 13th, when I go see him, I think I'm okay. If it's very serious, he'll contact me and probably get treatment for that. You know, I've been cancer-free for 1 year. It happened October 27th. So we will see. Second thing is, I'm temporarily blocked on my Facebook page. I can't post, edit, or share. I can comment. That's it. And it's been 3 days. I got an email from Facebook says you did something on one of your pages, you know, like it's copyright infringement. Something I posted 3 years ago, which is ludicrous. I mean, now if somebody noticed it and reported it, I don't understand that. You know, everything's automated. So I reported it and I appealed and nothing. So the 3 days were up yesterday, but I'm still blocked, and it's 4 days now. So I have to wait. So I can't do anything. I will just go on, don't expect it, and then post the podcast episode on my group, Fantasy Godline group. I'm still okay there, and on my personal page, which is Pika Stas. I'll post the podcast episode there and also on Twitter and also on my YouTube channel and my blog. So if you once this podcast episode is published, you can go access it to any podcast app that's available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. I keep saying that. So it's very frustrating and ludicrous. I can't do anything. It's me against the big guys. I don't know. I don't think I did anything wrong, but, you know, sometimes the world is funny like that. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I will talk about Ambling's Haunted House, also Marty McNeely, the anchorman for WGN. Also, I will talk about my favorite scary movies on Creature Features that are also on WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago. Okay. First off, we're going to talk about Ambling's Haunted House. Alrighty, I don't know much about this place. I've never been there, but over the years I've heard about it. And then when I joined Facebook a long time ago, people posted pictures of that. And I did a little digging about that. This is all I know and what I found about this place. So bear with me. I could be wrong. I could be right. Whatever. Okay, so Ambling's Haunted House was located in 8900 West North Avenue in Melrose Park, Illinois. And it was at the Ambling's Flowerland store, which sold plants, flowers. It was like a greenhouse, I believe. I've never been there. And probably supplies, maybe, you know, anything that had to do with gardening, you know, like seeds or peat moss, anything like that. And I think it's still in business. I think there's a store in Elmhurst. I could be wrong. I don't know. Anyway, the Haunted House was, I think it opened in 1950. And by the Ambling family, you know, and the flower shop, it was a chain of flower shops. You know, Ambling's was like that. And back then, Halloween wasn't commercialized. It was very low key, you know. Not like today. No, it is a huge business, and it's a little overkill, in my opinion. You know, it's not, but it's for the kids. It's for the kids, and I love seeing kids being dressed up. They look so cute, especially boys and girls. You know, adults. Okay, if you're a parent, you get, you know, you go along with them. That's great. As a 59-year-old man, me, no, it's silly. You know, I'm, you know, like I said before, I don't like Halloween that much. Yeah, I'll get to that in a second after I finish with Ambling's. And according to the article in the Chicago Tribune from October 16, 2009, there was a giant gorilla would stand behind the bars. And with people, when they arrived at the haunted house, he would be there and he would just growl or roar and scare little kids like that, you know, unexpectedly. You know, I never knew that. So, well, to me, if I saw a girl, I know it's fake, but I wouldn't be frightened, you know. But when you're a little boy or a little girl, it's expected. And also in the haunted house, they had what they have today, you know, sound effects. You know, like cackling, witches cackling, ghosts booing, or evil laughter. You walk in like that. Also, they had skeletons. You know, it's all rubber, it's all fake, but they had skeletons or monsters. You know, a lot of ugly masks. You know, probably vampires, werewolves, you name it. They had it there, and it was very successful, and people love going there every year. They really do, and that's amazing. I'm glad they did something like that. It started as a 25-cent tour, but I think it, as the years went by, it increased like that. And they had it was very dark and they had black lights and all kinds of things. And sometimes you saw chainsaws with a drop of fake blood. Like that. And it was operated by the people who worked at the nursery, at Amelie's Flowerland. And they teamed up with local churches and charities, and they raised money for their causes, which is very nice. Later on, the haunted house expanded to include a stagecoach and carnival rides. That's kind of fun. And it would open around late September, and it would every night until through Halloween. And after you made it through the haunted house, if you're still shaking like that, you would receive a button. It's like a button, and it was called the Amelie's Braveheart Award. And I seen a lot of that on the internet, and some people posted on my page and my group, which is kind of cool. And they buy a cup of hot cider. They do that now when you go to pumpkin patches or, haunted houses. You get like apple cider donuts, or you get a pumpkin or hot cider. That sounds nice. Very nice. And the haunted house stayed open until probably the 90s. I have no idea where... when it closed exactly. So there's still haunted houses in the Chicagoland area you like to visit. There's one in Oklahoma near my house. I do not dare go there. Forget it. And so that's about Amelie's haunted house. So that's kind of nice. As for Halloween, for me, I said this story before. When I was very little, I lived in the South Shore area, and we lived in an apartment building. And one time, my mother took me to, we went shopping, and I noticed a skeleton hanging on my neighbor's door. And once I saw that, I screamed and cried and ran back in the house. I ran back into the apartment. And that I never forgotten that. It was horrible. Horrible. Oh, my God. I couldn't go outside. I think of one time where my mom covered my eyes. So she wanted to complain, but no, didn't want to do that. And another scary incident happened when, actually a couple. I remember one time somebody took me to go to school. I went to Bradwell School in South Shore, and I saw these rubber masks at Walgreens on the corner of 75th Street and Exchange. And once I saw that, oh, my God, I ran like crazy. I ran back home. I hated it. Oh, it was horrible to see that. And I was about maybe 4 or 5 years old when I saw that. And then another time, my cousin, when he was little, he wore a Halloween costume, and he pounced on me. And I was scared, and I started crying. Oh, I hated it. Ever since Halloween made me nervous, when you saw scary movies as a child, you saw scary movies. Oh, I hated it. I had nightmares for days. I remember seeing Barnabas Collins on Dark Shadows for the first time. I saw when he bared his fangs. Oof. Now it's nothing. It doesn't bother me at all. And I still get a little uneasy. That completely went away when I was in my 30s. So, it makes me nervous, and Halloween costumes and all that. And once after Halloween's over, November 1st, I feel like a sense of relief. It's over and I can move on. It's a beautiful feeling. I still feel that way. But I enjoy, at home when I give candy to the trick-or-treaters. I like that. So that's kind of nice. So I probably said this on a past episode last year on Halloween. Okay. Next up, I will talk about my favorite movies on Creature Features. Okay. And Creature Features first aired September 19th, 1970. A lot of people know that follow on my page or on my group or, anywhere on social media. I did a 50th anniversary of the show I did a I made a video. I did a not a podcast. I didn't start that till the following year. I made one for the 50th anniversary. You can listen to that if you like. So I made a video. I wrote a story on my blog, Vanished Goggleland blog, and that was a lot of fun. You know, people noticed it, and it consists of TV guide ads. So it's kind of cool with music, and then. Because a lot of people still remember the show. They wish it would come back. We have a show like that. It's called Sven Gulli. He does the same thing. But he's a host, and he's wonderful. And he shows the classic movies from Universal. So that's good. I'm glad about that. But back then, in the early 70s, they showed mostly those movies. And then they acquired some more from other studios. And the first movie that aired was, it was a double movie, you know, double feature. And that was Dracula and the She-Wolf of London. And I remember on the 50th anniversary of that day, I was home and I plop in the DVDs and I watch the movies that aired just exactly the time where, I did this earlier, 8 o'clock, but not at 10:30 because it's kind of late. As what was aired on that date on WGN TV channel 9 in Chicago, and it was a wonderful experience. I loved it. You know, I watched Dracula and the She-Wolf of London, and that was nice. So, my favorite movies on Creature Features was, of course, Dracula from 1931, starred Bela Lugosi. I love that movie. When it's on, it's one of my favorites. It's not too scary, but it's the atmosphere of it, you know, and Bela Lugosi had a very strong presence. You know, he was perfect for the role. Didn't show really, there was no blood at all, and the biting, you know, with the victims, not too much, but you can imagine like that. So it was a horror movie. It was great. Special effects, not that great. What do you expect from a movie that's about almost 90 years old, you know, so that's kind of funny like that. And the other movies they showed was The Wolfman, Frankenstein, The Bride of Frankenstein, The Mummy. And my other favorites was, of course, The Mummy, The Wolfman, and Frankenstein. Frankenstein I liked, but it's okay. But it's but I love Dracula. I like that. And so the series went on for about 6 years, you know, ended 1976, but somehow it returned, you know, and like sporadically like that. But people still miss the show, like in the beginning of when they're going to show the movie. They had the coffin opening and they played that theme song from Henry Mancini, Experiment in Terror, but it's a little changed like that. They did that. So, and they showed all the monsters, and also a poem was recited by Marty, first by Carl Grayson and then Marty McNeely. So right now I'm going to play the theme song of Creature Features. And when I come back, I will read the poem that was said in the beginning of the movie, you know, the show, and then I'll talk about Marty McNeely. So be forewarned. So here comes the theme song of Creature Features, and I will be right back. Thank you, everyone. Creatures haunt. Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the theme song for Creature Features. I played this before last year, and it's wonderful. So you probably listened to the poem that was recited, and the poem was first recited by Carl Grayson. He did the news on Channel 9, also on Nightbeat. And then Marty McNeely did the recited the poem after that, and also did Nightbeat as well. I will talk about Nightbeat in another episode. You know, I'll go into more depth, and I'll talk about those two guys as well. So here is the poem of what Marty is probably Marty McNeely talking. I didn't recognize him. Like that. So we'll see. So here we go. And it goes like this. Gruesome ghouls and grisly ghosts, wretched souls and cursed hosts, vampires bite and villains creep, demons scream and shadows sleep, blood runs cold in every man, fog rolls in and coffins slam, mortals quake and full moon rise, creatures hound and terrorize. I love that. That is funny. That is great. You know, and Marty McNeely, you know, I wish I'd seen him record that, you know, because to me, he seems like a very normal guy, you know, but then he's put in this position to recite a poem like that, and he's like a different personality, and he's turned like this horror host. And you heard his evil laugh like that. And so I'll talk about a little about Marty McNeely right now. Okay, and I remember watching him on Nightbeat, also on Channel 9. Like I said before, I'll talk about Nightbeat another time. And he was there for 17 years. He worked on WGN TV and radio, you know, and he was a weekend TV news anchor. He hosted a radio sports talk show. He did it. And he was if you remember Eddie Schwartz, he was on WGN. He also delivered on the hour newscast. So that was great. You know, I think I remember that. Okay. So here's a biography of him. He was born Martin Francis McNeely in Cleveland. And he grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. You know. And he started very young. He started when he was in high school, he hosted a radio show. And I guess that's where he got his bug. Then he went to Youngstown State University and then was drafted in the Navy. And then he wound up in the Armed Forces Radio in San Francisco. Yeah, and when the war ended, he took a job as an announcer in Cleveland. Excuse me. Then he worked in radio in Detroit and Philadelphia, and then he became a TV anchorman in the 60s. I think he started in Chicago as a TV newsman. I don't know what year exactly. Like that. So probably when he started Nightbeat. And Nightbeat started in 1969, and that would aired on probably around midnight after the 10:30 movie on Channel 9. And that would last about 20, 30 minutes, and before the station would sign off at 1:30. But, you know, later on, you know, right now WGN's like 24 hours, you know, and most TV stations are, but back then they signed off, and you know, then they do the national anthem, then they have the snow, and then they show the test pattern like that. That was kind of cool, like that. And so he was a busy guy, and Then he, in the early 70s, he created a, no, he had a special on the radio. It was called the Marty McNeely Saturday Night Special. And it hosted, he did interviews with people like that. I wish I'd listened to that. That's great. I heard he was a very good spot on guy. He never made a mistake. I'm sure he did, but and then when Creature Features started, they asked him to recite the poem. He just whispered, but I think Carl Grayson did it first, I believed, you know, and I don't know how he felt about that, you know. I have no idea, you know, but I hope people didn't I don't think he's famous for that. Maybe he is, you know, or because of the, or also with the news. And the funny thing, here's a funny story. When he was doing a newscast on Eddie Schwartz Radio in 1984, and at the time, Rowan and Martin's Laughing began syndication on the show, if you remember the show. They aired on Channel 9 at 3 o'clock in the morning. That was the only time you could watch the show. I didn't have a VCR back then. I had a VCR, but not in my room, so I stayed up late to watch it, and it was kind of rough. But I was in college then, so that was okay. So I stayed up late and studied for my exams, and I did that. And there was a text crawled on the bottom of the screen during the show, and it said, "Help, I'm being hostage in the newsroom." I remember this classic episode because I have the show on DVD. And they did that elsewhere in California and other cities, but they actually did this in Chicago. And somebody reported to the police and thought it was real. And the police went to WGN radio. I don't know where it was located then, probably the Tribune Tower. And the police burst in, and they probably scared those guys to death. No, it's a TV show. So there was some listener on the radio thought it was real. Oh. And that's probably funny. I guess Marty McNeely, I don't know if Marty McNeely was... you know, happy about that. I have no idea. I mean, you know, I heard he had a great sense of humor. He probably thought it was hilarious. And then he quit WGN in 1986 and he moved to New York. So he probably got a good got an offer. And he worked at news stations there. And then he found a home, an anchor for ABC Radio out east. And then he retired in 1993. Okay. And, So he died on March 10th, 2013. And he was 86 years old, and he suffered from Alzheimer's disease, which is a shame, you know. And he was diagnosed then in 2001. So he was there, he had over 10 years. Which is a shame. I liked the man. He was wonderful. You know, Nightbeat was a good show. And, you know, he was very, how would I say it? You know, spot on, you know, doing the news like that. You know, so that's a shame. So Creature Features still lives on, sort of, you know, on social media. You could still watch the old movies, Universal, that is, on Svengoolie. That's on MeTV, Saturday nights at 7, hosted by Rich Coase. You know, he follows me on my Facebook page, which is kind of cool. I like that. He's also answered on it. You know, he knows about me, so like that. And I was on this Svengoolie special. It's airing this morning, 11 o'clock, as we speak. You know, but a funny thing is, I found this special on YouTube. So if you missed it again, you can go to YouTube and type in Svengoolie, and the Svengoolie Unscripted TV special is there, unless somebody takes it down. But it's still there, and you can see me towards the end. I was at the park. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Okay. That'll be all for today for this episode. It is my Halloween episode. I'm glad you, I hope you enjoy it. So I will do a quick recap. I discussed the Amblin's Haunted House in Melrose Park. Also, Marty McNeely of WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago. He was a news anchor. And of course, my favorite movies on Creature Features that aired on the same station. I won't do another podcast episode on Tuesday. I will, like I said before, I will be at the hospital getting my scan. So I'll probably have another one next weekend. Okay. So hopefully my Facebook issues will be resolved soon. I hope. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis, your host for Vanishing Island Stories, the podcast. Once this podcast is published, you can listen to any podcast app where it's available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. Also, it's on my YouTube channel, Vanishing Gongland Stories. It'll be published this afternoon, just to be on the lookout. Also, be posted on my blog, and I will post it on my social media accounts, but mostly it'll be on my groups. It'll be on my group, Vanishing Gongland, and also on my profile. Okay. So thank you again for joining me. I had a wonderful time discussing Halloween with these particular memories. So bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rainer saying bye-bye for now, and a little traveling music. And so I hope to hear from you soon again. Thank you, everyone. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.